Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's promise of wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom, just ask God, who gives to all men liberally and does not punish for asking, and it shall be given to them. We receive wisdom by asking God for wisdom. That does not necessarily equate to knowledge. Knowledge comes through hard work, diligent study, many hours of poring over material, listening to sermons, prayerfully waiting before God. Wisdom comes as we look to God for the answer, as we expectantly open up the Word of God, knowing that we are going to discover something in our reading that we did not know before. I have heard and experienced myself many times opening the Word of God and suddenly being struck by the realization that I'm reading something that I did not see before. Now, I had read it before many times probably, but now it became real. It became alive. And this is because the Word of God is alive. It's active. It's personal. It meets us at the point where we have the greatest need. I encourage each and every one of us, as we open up God's Word, that we do so prayerfully, asking God to reveal to us something special in the reading of that Word for that day, for that moment. And when we ask of Him, ask expectantly. Ask as if God was right there and He wanted to reveal something to us. It might be a word, it might be a thought, it might even be a pause. But we know that God is speaking. God is far more anxious to reveal Himself to us than we are to have Him reveal Himself to us. Oh God, come close to us. That should always be our prayer. Reveal Yourself to us. That should be our desire. Open our minds to us. That should be our constant loving awareness that we have a God who hears, who listens, even in our pauses, even in our deliberations, even in our time of confusion, even in our time of feeling as though we are all alone, we suddenly realize we are never alone, because God's promise is always with us. He has promised us wisdom, but beyond that, He has promised His presence. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence. Thank You for Your wisdom. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.